Day, good people. Contemplative Inner Being and me, Robert Farrell, are happy to welcome you to Wisdom Wednesday. Wisdom Wednesday is a series of honest, inclusive, and contemplative reflections to encounter pure presence and discover deep inner connection to goodness, truth, and beauty. Wisdom is not knowing more, but knowing with more of you, knowing deeper. Wisdom may be experienced as a quiet leap of joy in the heart, absolute clarity in the mind, or a deep centeredness in the body. Contemplation, like the wisdom path, is an exercise in openness and keeping heart, mind, and body open long enough for us to touch what is deepest in us. With words, music, and silence, let us drop into our hearts and be present. Find a comfortable sitting position. Perhaps light a candle. If comfortable and you're not driving, close your eyes. Take a few deep breaths. Then please repeat out loud. I open my heart to love. I open my heart to wisdom. I am present. I am. Loved by infinite love. Holiness is within the reach of anyone willing to do God's will in love at each successive moment as life unfolds. The gospel of radical grace has been forgotten by many Christians. It is a spirituality of imperfection. Any Christian perfection is, in fact, our ability to include, forgive, and accept our imperfection. Perfection is sufficient to recognize one's nothingness and to abandon oneself as a child into God's arms. Human perfection seems to emerge precisely from how we handle the imperfection that is everywhere, especially in ourselves. We grow spiritually much more by doing it wrong than by doing it right. That might just be the central lesson of how spiritual growth happens, yet nothing in us wants to believe it. What a clever place for God to hide holiness, so that only the humble, little, and earnest will find it. A perfect person ends up being one who can consciously forgive and include imperfection, rather than the ones who think they are totally above and beyond imperfection. With all our imperfections, God's love is drawn toward us. God has to love us and help us because we are too small to climb the rough stairway of perfection. With utter confidence, believe yourself infinitely loved by infinite love. The Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself, God, I thank you that I am not like other people, extortioners, adulterers, or even this poor tax collector here. I fast twice a week, I give tithes of all that I possess. None of us would be so foolish as to state our spiritual credit so forthrightly, but we do feel it inside. We think, I'm a good person, I don't steal, I don't cheat. We've all fashioned our positive, superior self-images on why we are right and why we are good. In contrast, the tax collector, standing afar off, would not so much as raise his eyes to heaven. Instead, He beats his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Jesus said, this man went down to his house justified, rather than the other. This repositions the whole role of religion. Many religious people think that it's all a merit badge system, all achievement, accomplishment, performance, and perfection. The good people win and the bad people lose. Once we cast anything as a win-lose scenario, the irony is that everybody loses. Why can't people see that competitive games are not the way to go? Jesus' good news is that God's choice is always for the excluded one. And Jesus learned this from his Jewish tradition. God always chooses the rejected son, the barren woman, the people enslaved in Egypt or exiled in Babylon. It's not a winner script in the Bible. It's a loser script where, ironically, everybody wins. Rest in this knowing. Made perfect in weakness. Power is at its best in weakness. People who have moved from one seeming success to another seldom understand success at all, except for their own very limited version. People who fail to do something right are those who often break through to enlightenment and compassion. The mystery of the cross reveals this paradoxical way about power and weakness. The one who was a failure became the Redeemer. The one who looked naked and weak and like a loser became the ultimate winner. It is when I am weak that I am strong. Only people of the Spirit understand how true it is. We have to experience our powerlessness before we experience our power. God says, my grace is sufficient for you. Power is made perfect in weakness. The experience of powerlessness is where we all must begin. Jesus himself always went where the pain was. Wherever there was human suffering, Jesus was concerned about it and sought to heal it in the very moment of encounter. It seems we are not that free to be honest or even aware because most of our wounds are buried in the unconscious. So it is absolutely essential that we find a spirituality that reaches to that hidden level. If not, nothing really changes. We learn to love through frustration, disappointment, and failure. We learn through the seemingly trivial incidents of our daily lives. There is almost a superhuman strength required to refrain from, say, repeating a juicy piece of gossip or rolling my eyes or allowing our voice to get harsh when upset. Just because they are so difficult, such acts perhaps do far more good than we can ever know. Standing patiently in line helped the other person in line to be patient as well. Blessing the other person in traffic, even though nobody heard or saw, somehow encouraged someone else to bless the next person. When the neighborhood noise bothers you, start by visualizing the person or people who live there and working your way around, praying for the inhabitants of each. We can try, at great personal sacrifice, to be perfectly righteous, a perfect friend, perfectly responsive, perfectly available, perfectly forgiving. But at the heart of our efforts must lie the knowledge that, by ourselves, we can do, heal, or correct nothing. The point is not to be perfect, but to perfectly leave Christ to do, heal, and correct in us what He wills. Rest in this knowing. Worthy of love and belonging. If we pay attention, we observe how hard it is to be displeasing to ourselves. Often this is the emotional snag that sends us into terrible bad moods without even realizing the origins of these moods. To resolve this problem, let go of the very need to think well of yourself. If you want to bear in peace the trial of not pleasing yourself, you will give the divine a sweet home. Worthiness is not the issue. The issue is trust and surrender. Jesus doesn't demand great actions from us, but simply surrender and gratitude. Don't go down the worthiness road. It's a game of denial and pretend. We are all saved by grace. We are all being loved in spite of ourselves. Your worthiness has nothing to do with you and everything to do with the goodness of God. It is in the process of embracing our imperfections that we find our truest gifts, courage, compassion, and connection. When we can let go of what other people think and our own story, we gain access to our worthiness, that feeling that we are enough just as we are and that we are worthy of love and belonging. When we try to distance ourselves from who we think we're supposed to be, we hustle for our worthiness by constantly performing, perfecting, pleasing, and proving. There is a crack in everything. That's how the light gets in. Our imperfections are not inadequacies. They are reminders that we are all in this together. Imperfectly, but together. The little way is the spirituality of imperfection. We come to God not by doing it right, but by doing it wrong. It's not a matter of doing great things. It matters that we do things with great love. Whenever we act in conscious love, this is the little way. Whatever we do in conscious union and love is prayer. The message we are often given is, if I am perfect, then God will love me. Because we are programmed to think that way, we really needed to be released from that pursuit of perfection. To be little is not attributing to oneself the virtues that one practices, believing oneself capable of anything, but to recognize that God places this treasure in the hands of her little child to be used when necessary. But it remains always God's treasure. Finally, it is not to become discouraged over one's little faults, for children fall often, but they are too little to hurt themselves very much. Rest in this knowing.
The angels are listening. God is listening. I'm listening. The angels are listening.
Slowly bring your awareness back to your surroundings. Take a gentle, deep breath and let it out slowly. You are invited to take time to journal, draw, or dance, any expression to today's wisdom experience. Until next week, we bless you with grace and love. And may you see the truth about yourself, no matter how beautiful it is. May peace fill your life, so love will overflow. Peace to all, light to all, love to all.